Welcome to the very first Drive from the Trail Home podcast. Can't believe it, I'm kicking it off. I've just been inspired, been listening to a few podcasts. Some guy, million dollar something or other, got recommended to me, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do the dang thing. He says, get off your butt, start it on a weekend. Well, guess what? It's the weekend. It's Sunday. Coming off of a relatively successful podcast with the Maven Show, I just logged into my Spotify numbers, and unbelievably, even though it's been years since I've even done my last episode, which it said was Dirty John, a little episode about recapping the very first season of Dirty John. I mean, we're probably three or four, maybe five seasons in on Dirty John by this point, and that was just the very first season, telling people to listen to that podcast, which, by the way, that first season still is the best season. Go back and listen to that. From Wondery. But I thought it is time to get started, and it is, I don't know exactly how to say it. Is it the Drive from the Trail Home podcast or From the Trail Drive Home podcast? We'll figure that out. We're going to figure that out on the road. You're going to be part of a little entrepreneurial experience where I am kicking off my coaching. I've got the website up and I got the certifications. And I've put the time in, I've put the work in on my own body, I've done the job on following training plans, I've lost the weight. For those of you that have never met me in person, you don't know this, but I've lost 60 pounds over the last 5 to 8 years. I don't have the math in front of me because, like I said, it's the Drive from the Trail podcast or some modification of that to come. I'll figure that out. I'm going to ask my wife. Her name is Lainey, and she is a writer. She'll help me come up with the perfect name for the podcast. But the idea is I'm going to finish a run, and I'm going to talk on my way home. I live in a small town. I live in Guthrie, Oklahoma, Guthrie, America, and I don't have trails that are just close to me, and I have given up on running on the road for now. That story in an episode to come, and it entails a post-tib tear, which is a little tendon, ligament, something like that, in my ankle. I did that in June after injuring it last April. And so I have to go to hit the dirt about 20, 25 minutes from my house. So every podcast is going to be less than my drive home. So it'll be shorter than my drive home. And I guess the first thing I should do is introduce myself to you once again. And for those that are subscribed already, you're noticing this is a monster shift. It's still the same great Rex Barrett, but I'm talking about a different topic. So if you want to opt out, I guess now is the time to unsubscribe. I wonder if anyone's ever done that on a podcast or a YouTube video, if they've ever said unsubscribe. But I'm asking you to, if this is not the topic you're interested in, if the health of you, if you living a long time and you living a long time and being healthy for a long time does not matter to you, then probably you should go. But I think that you should stay. So here's the pitch to stay. I am starting my coaching. And in the coaching, I want you to thrive. I want you to be healthy. I want you to eat nutritious foods. I want to simplify this so much because it can be complex. The very first diet I kicked off, 8 to 10 years ago, was something called the potato diet. I'm actually ashamed to say that out loud. The potato diet is exactly what it sounds like. It is eating only potatoes. And I'm not talking about fried potatoes. I'm talking about just stick them in the oven, bake up all that you need through the course of the week, and then grab them out of the fridge and eat them. No salt, no pepper. The idea is that it's this super reset, and they tied it to some old research. Well, you know, I lost a few pounds, but as you can imagine, it is not sustainable to only eat potatoes. Who knew? You go out to a restaurant, what happens? You order baked potatoes slathered in oil and salt and all the stuff. And of course you want sour cream and you want butter and you want cheddar cheese all over it. Shoot, in Oklahoma, we throw chili and brisket over the top of it too. So ordering a baked potato, paying $11 for it, just wasn't going to cut it. And then eating with your family is really sad. They're eating a nice fried chicken and here you are with a slimy potato. Yep, it didn't work. I'm not going to continue rambling about that. So I decided to do something crazy, and I decided to Google, just like we would all do, right? So I Googled, what is the most sustainable diet? What diet do people stick to? Other terms would be, how do people keep weight off? Because did you know this? Only 20% of people who lose weight keep the weight off. If you're in the listening audience today, it's probably you. You've probably been on the diet, and you can look down at your belly now, and you notice that, oh my gosh, my belly is bigger than the last time I started a diet. And that's what happens. So what do we got to do? We have got to do something that is sustainable. We've got to drop the weight and do it in such a way that it actually becomes a lifestyle. It becomes the way that we live. So I'm coming back from the trails. I'm feeling good. It's a Sunday afternoon. I just got out of church. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at the console of my car, and it is 68 degrees. And it's wonderful. And you know what? Because I am an active person, I did an active thing. Well, yesterday, I guess I should say early this morning, was daylight savings time, which just is a fancy way for saying you're going to lose an hour of sleep. Also, Saturday night, it was UFC 299. 299 was great. Sean did a great job winning that UFC fight. Sorry for the spoiler alert. You haven't seen it yet. But that just means that I went to bed Central Time, 12:30, and I had to be at work today, at church today at 8. I wake up a couple of hours before I have to be somewhere. Actually, I wake up a couple of hours before that so that I can have a little time during the day, because I do something called fly lady, which I'll catch you up on at a different episode too. So there are little tasks I have to do in the morning. I want to prepare for my day. I also had a speaking part today in church. I did the middle part of the service. So I had to make sure that I was prepped for that. I'm stacking all those up to explain something to you. I got 4 hours of sleep last night. I've had a busy weekend. Yesterday I just am so enthralled with gaining little Garmin badges. I have Garmin watch. We can unpack that on a future podcast too. But I have a Garmin watch, and this Garmin watch is phenomenal, and it does something that just fires up my dopamine receptors. It gives me the opportunity to earn little digital badges. That does it. So I needed to earn a 40K bike badge yesterday. So 40K on the bike yesterday. Wonderful day for it. I stayed up late. I lost an hour thanks to the daylight savings time, which is just phenomenal. I think we need to get rid of it. I think we all agree. We need to stack hands. We need to vote on a president who will agree with us on that. And I just finished my work day. So I have every excuse stacked up in the world to just go home and take a nap. Just go home and turn on the TV. But you know what? Because I'm an active person, I'm looking for opportunities to do active things. So I headed out to the trails, and they were wonderful. I slipped on my Hokas, and it was just a wonderful day. I did a quick 5K. Nothing big. You don't have to go crazy with it. This is called sustainable. Remember what I said earlier? We're trying to do this for life. So I didn't get out there and try to bust out a half a marathon on the trail. I got out there for literally 30 minutes, jumped on Oklahoma's red dirt, ran it back to the car, and I'm driving home now. How do you say it? The Drive from the Trail Home podcast. Maybe that's it. Who knows? I might name it that. Could be flipped around. Who knows? But I think I've got something in it. I think I've got something good in that name. But because I'm an active person, I did an active thing. And you know what? That's what I want to get for you. I want you to be a person who is healthy, who makes healthy choices. I want you to be a person who loves to eat good food that fuels your body. I want you to be a person who craves activity. I want you to be a person who loves adventure. And this adventure, this weight loss journey, this journey towards fitness and health has taken me on some of the greatest adventures you can imagine. From the Rule of Three, which is a 50-mile bike ride all through the beautiful, beautiful land of Northwest Arkansas, to Leadville, Colorado, to run what is determined as America's toughest marathon straight up a mountain. It has been phenomenal. Now, you don't have to ride a bike for a long time. You don't have to train for a mountain marathon, but your journey might have that. it might be part of the adventure for your life. So let's figure it out together. Let's sort out how you can be on this adventure. Let's figure out how you can find foods that you love that make you feel good. And let's sort out how this journey can be sustainable for a lifetime so that you can be part of the 20% that actually loses the weight, gets healthy, and keeps it off, not only for your good, but for the good of your family, for a wife or for a husband that wants you to be around for a long time, for a group of kids who want you to be able to play with them in the backyard and in the park, and for grandkids one day who are gonna want to see their grandma or their grandpa thriving and active and living the life they always dreamed of. So today it's time to make a decision. Today it's time to make a choice, and it doesn't have to be revolutionary. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't even have to be earth-shattering and life-changing at this moment. But it's the decision to do something different. I want you to head to rexthecoach.com. I've got some articles there, got some encouraging things to say. I've got some tips. But I'd also like to coach you. I'd like to help you. And so I am opening up for 3 clients right now for $99. That is for your lifetime. And what I mean by your lifetime is the lifetime of your fitness journey. We are going to get you healthy. We are going to get you whole. We are going to get your shoulders feeling good, your knees feeling good, your feet feeling good, your back feeling good. We're going to get you plugged into making good decisions on what you're eating. And it doesn't have to be wild. It doesn't have to be potatoes only. The details will be on the website. We'll sort out all of that. But you know what? I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started. And I'm saying, hey, I am not going to continue to kick the can down the road. I'm not going to say I'm an entrepreneur one day and I'm going to have all the stuff together right here and right now. I don't have everything together, and that's okay. Join me on this journey. 3 of you, join me on this journey to kick this thing off. And I promise you, it'll be one of the better decisions that you've made, because you will start living the life you dreamed of living. Healthy, whole, sustainable, full of energy, full of vigor, ready to go. Welcome to the first episode of Something About a Trail, Something About the Drive Back Home. We'll figure it out together. Thank you for joining me. See ya.